Welcome to the Christopher Peter series, part of your experience with the Christopher Peter Review. The reason why our political candidates debate each other is to provide prospective voters with a clear view of where each candidate stands on the issues that are important to the voters. Debates over time have helped shape the fortunes of politicians, giving voters an introduction to novice candidates and seeing how well they handle the pressure or not handle it. But debates can be a fleeting experience in our politics, particularly for established candidates who are known by the voters. There is a real risk of damaging an established candidate's brand with a bad performance, or giving an opponent fodder to campaign off of for the rest of the cycle. That risk was seen last night. The debate was a bad showing for Joe Biden. This is the election where Americans do not really like the choice set, and the third-party options are just as unsuitable, if not worse, in many regards. Voters have experienced one term for both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. They generally know what to expect or what they can expect. The Trump era was generally good for our society, except for the handling of the pandemic. The Biden era has been a challenging time, to say it in the nicest manner, largely due to Biden's handling of every aspect of the job. Being a rematch of the 2020 election, there are obviously things still boiling from that, especially when you see the frail state that Joe Biden is all too often in during public appearances. Did he benefit and exploit the conditions of the pandemic to hide his incapacity? That is clearly an underlying theme this time around. So I guess in response, his campaign thought it was a good idea to hold the earliest debate in decades of presidential contests. It backfired? Debate performances are largely judged on how one performs against expectations. The Biden camp seemed to enter with every advantage in this first debate. It was on a network that was favorable to his base and very hostile to his opponent. Rules to prevent interruptions seemed set up to give Biden the best chance for success. Instead, Biden mostly appeared out of it, and barely there, by quickly and incoherently spurting quips and predictable responses. They wanted to show Biden as enthusiastic and energetic for a second term, but they gave America Zombie Joe. Think about that for a second from an objective standpoint. One candidate seemed to get every request that he wanted. None of this seemed to be anything one would expect Trump to agree to. CNN was extremely hostile to him, providing a platform to every anti-Trump perspective, even the ones proven false. Why would Trump agree to the microphone rule, when he is known for taking the air out debates by not allowing his opponents to finish a thought? At first, it seemed like a strategic error giving your opponent every perceived advantage, but Trump effectively allowed Biden to damage his own brand by showing America really how incapacitated he really is. Setting aside the politics, it is sad to see an elderly person in that condition and in the position he is in. Clearly, he is not fit for office. Surprisingly for many, Trump did show restraint that his opponents did not expect him to have. Different media sources spoke about Biden wanting to pivot his strategy months ago to taking on a more adversarial needling approach. They felt that Biden could get under Trump's skin and get a reaction. That was another failed tactic. Debates are about performance against expectations. Trump performed well against the expectations of going into a hostile environment where his opponent set the rules of engagement. Aside from style, debates are also about substance. Biden really did not provide much there. I am sure he did not really want to come out and spike the football with a claim of creating 15,000 jobs. Trump clearly retorted that any job creation was a bounce-back job that was simply restarted from the pandemic, which is factual. The jobs supposedly created under Biden pre-existed the pandemic largely. Many jobs are second jobs or part-time work. Biden wanted to downplay the success of the Trump economy. When Americans clearly have an issue with the economic decisions and performance of the Biden administration, Trump pointed out that he afforded Biden a great situation, and Biden created the economic problems we are experiencing today. Biden mindlessly rambled many times, and even seemed to take credit for things that occurred under Obama and not his own administration. The issue of illegal immigration, Biden clearly lied and made claims that he had the lowest rate of illegal immigration ever. Ironically, when the question was that he had record rates of illegal immigration during his term as president, Trump again pointed out that all Biden had to do is not do anything, and he would have had a secure border. Many people make a big issue of what they perceive as dishonesty or lying. I too dislike dishonesty and lying. Also, I think it is important to differentiate between people calling things they do not like lies and actual lies based on purposeful distortions of real facts. Trump exaggerates too much, but Biden all too often is clearly and obviously lying. The excuse being offered for Biden's performance is that he had a cold, maybe even COVID. Clearly an excuse, because why not share that up front? I believe we all saw the real Joe Biden and did not like what we saw. After a week of preparing, the results are pretty disheartening. Disturbing that a sitting president needed a week-long break to deliver that performance. The first debate was a debacle for Joe Biden, but maybe the goal was to get an early gauge of where he is, and then make contingency plans during the Democratic convention. Talk of making a switch seemed like political nonsense, but might be the only real path forward. But that would be disastrous for Democrats. Thank you for experiencing the Christopher Peter Review. Please continue to visit the Christopher Peter Review at www.crcreview.com and on YouTube and YouTube Music. Until next time.